In the 8 o'clock hour of this program, we'll be speaking to A.C. Thompson, the investigative journalist at ProPublica, who earlier this week blew open the story about a private Facebook group in which some 9,500 members, presumably most of them Customs and Border Protection employees, post some extraordinarily denigrating stuff about migrants and the Congress members who had an impending visit to inspect facilities on the Texas-Mexico border. That is coming up after 8 o'clock news headlines. We're going to move now to the housing crisis in the state of California, where there are some new incentives baked into the latest budget deal to come out of Sacramento to get cities to allow more housing to be built. Yesterday, Governor Gavin Newsom toured an affordable housing development in Emeryville, where he talked about the need for local, state, and federal cooperation to deal with the problems of homelessness and housing affordability. This tour came as President Donald Trump said he may intervene in a homelessness problem that Trump alleges may be linked to sanctuary cities. Christopher Martinez has more.
Governor Gavin Newsom visited an affordable housing construction site in Emeryville Tuesday, where he talked about addressing the homelessness and housing affordability crisis.
What I think we need to do now is start getting folks off the damn streets.
Newsom's visit comes after the state Senate approved a measure that provides a carrot and stick approach, with $2.4 billion for housing and homelessness programs, along with a process to punish cities that fail to meet state housing policies. Newsom touted the under-construction Estrella Vista apartments as an example of what can be done. That development used land from Emeryville and money from Emeryville, Oakland, the state of California, and federal rent subsidies.
The state of California cannot solve this issue. I assure you, the state as an entity cannot. Cities and counties working with the state and federal government can.
President Donald Trump has a different take on homelessness and its causes, blaming Democratic mayors, what he calls the liberal establishment, and sanctuary cities. He spoke in a Fox News interview that aired Monday night.
But if you look at some of these, they're usually sanctuary cities run by very liberal people, and the states are run by very liberal people. But the thing that nobody can figure out is, do these governors or mayors, do they really think this is a positive? Do they really think this is okay? Because it's not. It's destroying their city. And it's destroying a whole way of life. And it's not our country. It's not what our country is all about.
Trump called homelessness disgraceful, describing it as, in his words, a phenomenon that started 2 years ago, perhaps a reference to when he took office in 2017. He took particular aim at Los Angeles and San Francisco as being plagued by filth.
I own property in San Francisco, so I don't care, except it was so beautiful. And now areas that you used to think as being, you know, really something very special, you take a look at what's going on with San Francisco, it's terrible. So we're looking at it very seriously. We may intercede. We may do something to get that whole thing cleaned up.
Newsom was not impressed by Trump's analysis or by his comment about interceding.
I don't know what that means. I don't know that he knows what it means. I have to ask him what interceding means. If interceding means cutting budgets to help support services to get people off the street, he's been very successful at least advancing those provisions, in addition to massive Social Security cuts and Medicare cuts, two things he promised he wouldn't do. He is substantially cutting the HUD budget, housing voucher budget, increasing, of course, defense and wall funding, decreasing the social safety net to address the reasons people are out in the streets and the sidewalks in the first place. I don't know that he's familiar with the tenets or details of his own budget, but if that's what interceding looks like, I prefer the previous administration's approach.
The 66-unit housing development in Emeryville is scheduled to open later this year. Meanwhile, state lawmakers are considering legislation that would cap rent increases and bar excessive rent gouging. As for Trump's possible intervention, there's no telling what that could mean or when it could happen. Reporting from Emeryville, I'm Christopher Martinez.
Good morning. You're listening to Upfront. I'm Janine Etter.
And I'm Brian Edwards-Teeger. A couple of announcements before we move on. Treasure Island, this year's production by the San Francisco Mime Troupe, is debuting tomorrow, July 4th, 2 p.m. at Dolores Park in San Francisco. Full details on their website, sfmt.org.
And also upcoming for our next monthly movie matinee, KPFA will be screening The Hunger Games. This is about a post-apocalyptic North America where the wealthy capital of Penem maintains a hold over 12 impoverished districts and forces them every year to perform in a ritual called The Hunger Games. This is partly in punishment for a rebellion against the state. For more information, you can go to kpfa.org. This will be on Saturday, July 27th at the New Parkway Theater. For more information, kpfa.org or thenewparkway.com.
That takes us to just before 7:30 in the morning. Coming up next on Upfront, Darwin Bond Graham will be joining us in studio to go through the latest document released from the Oakland Police Department on its internal investigation into the 17 police officers involved in the sex trafficking scandal involving minor Celeste Guap. This is the scandal that took down three police chiefs in Oakland in the space of 9 days in 2016. Thanks to SB 1421, we're starting to see some documentation of the response that happened inside that police department. That's coming up next.
After the news.